Tunis Central Market will usually be bustling and full of people running errands. But lately, it has been a different story. Mahdi Tayyip, a horse meat salesman for more than 20 years, says he has never seen the market so empty.
People have disappeared. The ordinary citizens can't buy meat. We sell horse meat for 13 dinars a kilo. It's cheap and affordable to all, yet people can't even buy that.
Tunisia's faltering economy was hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. That triggered nationwide protests in July last year, paving way for President Kais Saied's power grab. First, he suspended the democratically elected parliament. Then in March this year, he dissolved it completely. But these political changes have done little to lift the country out of its current economic crisis. Official figures show inflation about 8%, but it feels higher for people like Noura, a retired widow.
I didn't even look at the meat and fish because I know they're expensive. I can't afford them. Sometimes you look at your basket and find it empty. You ask yourself, what did I buy for 20 or 25 dinars? It's bizarre.
With a fifth of the workforce unemployed and poverty levels soaring to new highs, Tunisia is once again at a turning point. 11 years ago, the flare for the Arab Spring uprisings was ignited here in Tunisia. The country will vote on Monday on a controversial constitutional referendum, which is widely expected to boost President Kais Saied's authority. Whatever the result, Tunisian people here say there isn't much hope for a better future. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tunis.